Welcome back to Regional Radio and online at MIMOinfo.com. I'm Sean Malone, and joining me now is Rachel Loida of the Valley Catholic Warriors volleyball team, who's been named to the Dream Team. So, Rachel, congratulations on that. How did you find out that you were named to the Dream Team?
Yeah, thank you so much. I actually found out through my other, Lainey Bowman, my other player on the team. She texted me and she said, "Oh my gosh, congratulations." And I had no idea what she was talking about. And then I eventually went on Twitter and I saw it and I was really happy.
So when you said you had no idea what she was talking about, was it a little surprising then to be named to the Dream Team when you found out what it was she was talking about?
Yeah, definitely. I honestly was not even thinking about it. Like, I did not even think I was going to be considered at all. So it was a really big honor for me.
So then how did it feel when you did find out that you were named to the Dream Team along with Lainey?
It was kind of I was very grateful because I felt like then finally I was being recognized for something I did good throughout the season, and it was a very cool moment for me.
Well, not just recognized, but recognized by coaches that you competed against and maybe even some that haven't seen you play still voted for you, because this is a list that is voted on by the area coaches, and you're not allowed to vote for your own players, so Coach Fisher certainly couldn't vote for you then. Does that make it a little bit more special that it was those you were competing against that selected you to the Dream Team?
Yes, definitely. That other coaches saw, like, the talent that especially Lainey and the other players on the team that we all had, and it was very cool.
You mentioned Lainey. She had a lot of praise for you because she said no outside hitter is going to be able to make a list like the Dream Team if not for her setter. I imagine the same thing happens vice versa, where, you know, it's easy when you get to set to a player as talented as Lainey.
Oh, definitely. When Lainey and I were having this first conversation when she congratulated me, I even said, "It's you making it look better than it is." It was totally some of it Lainey making it look better than it was. So, yeah.
Well, next year, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to play with Lainey, but you are back for another year. What are some things that you want to work on to improve your game this offseason?
I think something that Coach Fisher has always, and even like Taylor Siebert last year, I think it's always a thing for her setters is being unpredictable. So that's definitely something I'll work on for next season.
And what about the rest of the team? What's the expectation level for Valley Catholic volleyball next year?
I think it's always, every year, it's always going out and playing 100% every single game, always giving it 100%, respecting our teammates, and always playing as a team.
Rachel, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career, being named to the Dream Team?
Definitely my parents. They took me to every practice, every tournament. Definitely Coach Fisher. I've learned so much from her these past 3 years, so definitely her, and definitely all my teammates, especially Lainey helped me a lot throughout this year, and I probably wouldn't have been the setter that I was without her. So,
Rachel, congratulations on being named to the Dream Team, and thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, thank you so much.
That is Rachel Loida joining us on Regional Radio.